Oh, yeah, okay.
Good morning. Welcome to Concordia this morning on the second Sunday of Advent. We're glad you're here to worship with us this morning. I have a few announcements before we begin, and there are many announcements in the bulletin. We invite you to take a look at those. Next week, the third Sunday in Advent, my favorite worship service of the entire year, when our children will present to us the story of Jesus' birth. So we look forward to that next week, and we hope you can be here for it. There's a need for bakers to donate pans of bars for the blood drive at Graceway on December 17th, and if you can help with that, please contact Mary Clark. The Salvation Army is looking for bell ringers, and we have a sign up here at Concordia, and that is in the Fellowship Hall. Please consider volunteering for that. There's an opportunity to present a poinsettia for the sanctuary, and those will decorate the front of the church for Christmas. And if you'd like to donate a poinsettia, there's sign-up forms in the narthex. And this week, we have a community meal this afternoon at 4 o'clock. On Tuesday this week, there's a UMW board meeting at 10 in the morning, and 7 o'clock meeting on Tuesday night for the church council. Are there other announcements? Let's worship together.
The good news of Jesus' birth has the power to bring us great joy now and in this season and throughout the whole year. Our joy is not dependent on where we live or what we have or what is around us. Our joy is not dependent on the gifts that we give or the gifts that we receive and find under the tree. Our joy comes from God. It's that same joy that the shepherds, the wise men, the angels, the heavenly hosts, Mary and Joseph, it's the joy that they felt and expressed that Christmas night so long ago. So I invite you now to relax into this, to take a deep breath, to imagine that what is above you is a starlit night. And in this moment, all is calm and all is bright. It was the night when joy was born, and just as now the world was torn, but all was calm and all was bright. The star above gave out its light. Dear people all around the world, let us unite and we will show how joy can change us, how joy can help us grow. Today we continue with our reflection of the 200th anniversary of the Silent Night, Holy Night. It is a meditation that is filled with joy and peace about the coming of Christ into the world. It is a song unlike most Christmas carols, that has special meaning in the life of every person who knows it, has heard it, or sung it. One of the phrases of the song, "Glories stream from heaven afar," summarizes not just the words and the music, but what heaven is all, what Christmas is all about. The glory that streams from heaven is God. Silent Night is more than a hymn. Whoever listens to it, wherever it is played, the constant is, Silent Night brings Christ into everyone's heart. Let's speak the second verse together. Silent Night, Holy Night, shepherds quake at the sight. Glories stream from heaven afar. Heavenly hosts sing Alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
The shepherds got quite a wake-up call that night when the sky lit up like a Christmas tree, so to speak. Awe at the transformative glory of what God can do in our lives is the focus this week. Glories are streaming every day if only we have eyes to see. How would our lives be renewed if we saw the world and our lives through the lens of wonder?
Joy shine in the
night,
and let your life burn warm and bright. This joy we give the world is balm, and in this truth we find our calm.
We continue this season of waiting by lighting the second candle, anticipating the light of the star that shone over Bethlehem for all to see.
Wondrous God, we open ourselves to hear your call today, to become those who not only see the joy all around us, but can also be joy and bring joy to all around us, in our lives, our families, our communities, and our world.
Please join me in the response on the screen above.
Fill us with your joy and light. Make the world so calm and bright.
Thank you.
Let us sing together from the red hymnal, number 240.
You may be seated and invite the young ones to come up to the front of the church. Good morning. Oh, someone straightened his clothes out, but I think he's cold now. Oh. It's been a long time since I've had to wrap one of these things. And I hear it's going to be a much longer time before I get the opportunity again, but boy, I found out that, oh no, yeah. Do you have a baby brother that cries?
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like I have a baby that cries too. Oh, okay, so this is the second Sunday of Advent. We prepare for the birth of Jesus. And last week we lit, what candle did we light last week? Yes. Last week we lit peace. And what did we light today? Joy, that's right. Okay, and I think joy is going to be something that we want to think about now. You're supposed to cry now. There. Okay. We have this baby, and he's not quite happy right now. He got this soft, warm blanket last week, but something is making him unhappy. I wonder what we can do about that. Oh. What are those things? Could you go get one of them? Could you go get the other one? Okay. Oh. Do you know what those are? Baby toys? Okay. Oh, he likes that. Okay, let's see. I think this is a rattle. Oh, he opened his eyes up. Isn't that something? Okay. Oops. I think he's... made the baby happy. That's right. Okay. I think our baby feels joyful when someone plays with him. And if he's getting teeth, I do have a teether for him. But that makes babies happy, too, if they got something to chew on when they're getting their teeth. Okay, the baby's happy now. I wonder what it sounds like to have a baby laughing all of the time. You might want to turn around and see what's going to happen up here. It's a baby, yep. Okay. So how did you feel watching that? Did it make you happy too? It didn't? Did you laugh at it? I heard you laughing more than sort of. You thought it was hilarious, huh? Hey, did you like the baby laughing?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. All right. So now I think, our baby's falling asleep. Okay. Could you put that in the manger for him? Could you do that, Libby?
Okay,
you put that in. Addie, would you put the baby in the manger? Oops, he's waking up. There you go. Put them in the manger. All right. Okay. No, we're going to put it in here, Levi. We're going to put it with the baby. Okay, now our little one is sleeping. And so I'm going to ask you to sing something with me real softly. You sing it after me. Glory stream from heaven afar. I'm singing, is that the right tone? Oh, yeah. Glory stream from heaven afar. Glory stream from heaven afar. Heavenly host, sing alleluia. Heavenly host, sing alleluia. Okay, now I'm going to ask you to very quietly, because the baby's sleeping, very quietly, tiptoe back to your grown-ups. Would you do that? Thank you. Tiptoe, tip. Yep, real.
I have three versions of today's service, and two of them don't have a sermon at all. No sermon? Oh, then two of them are right, and the third one was wrong. But we do have words from the scripture. The first reading is from Psalm 86, verses 9 through 11. All the nations that you've made will come and bow down before you, Lord. They will glorify your name because you are awesome and a wonder worker. You are God, just you. Teach me your way, Lord, so that I can walk in your truth. Make my heart focused only on honoring your name. Our second reading is from Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. Nearby, shepherds were living in the fields, guarding their sheep at night. The Lord's angel stood before them, and the Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you. Wonderful, joyous news for all people. Your Savior is born today in David's city. He is Christ the Lord. This is a sign for you. You will find a newborn baby wrapped snugly and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great assembly of the heavenly forces was with the angel praising God. They said, "Glory to God in heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go right now to Bethlehem and see what's happened. Let's confirm what the Lord has revealed to us." They went quickly and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. When they saw this, they reported that they had been told about this child. Everyone who heard it was amazed at what the shepherds told them. Mary committed these things to memory and considered them carefully. The shepherds returned home, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. Everything happened just as they had been told.
Sermon this morning.
I This baby was Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God Himself, Emmanuel, Prince of Peace. That's why we sing about Him. Jesus, a baby, born with more than 200 names and titles, each one depicting a facet of His character. That's why we sing praises to Him. Jesus, a baby whose birth was announced by angels and accompanied by an astronomical anomaly, a star never seen before or since, which marked the place of His birth like a beacon. That's why we worship Him. Jesus, a baby who fulfilled some 300 biblical prophecies. Remarkable. Take even just 8 of these prophecies. What are the odds of someone accurately fulfilling just 8 of them? It has been calculated as 1 in 10 to the 21st power. That's a big number. To illustrate how big, let's take a silver dollar and make a special mark on it. Next, cover the entire Earth's landmass with silver dollars 120 feet high and randomly bury the specially marked one. Now ask someone to travel the Earth and select that one marked silver dollar while blindfolded from the trillions of others. Add to the mix the fact that these some 300 prophecies were written by men from different times and places without benefit of the internet, between 500 and 1,000 years before Jesus was even born. The odds of one baby fulfilling these prophecies is 1 in 13 trillions. Those are more big numbers, and we let them roll off our tongues without even thinking about it. But consider that to count to a million would take a person months. To count to a billion would take about 250 years, let alone a trillion. When we talk about this baby, Jesus, we talk about one who not only changed the world for His parents and doting grandparents, but the one who created the world and then came to save it. If we have seen Jesus, we have seen God. As the letter to the Hebrews says, Jesus, the Son, is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. This is why we remember His birth with lights, splendorous decorations, gifts, and manger scenes. Jesus. This is why we honor Him with songs of sweet rejoicing.
Oh,
this baby? Who is this? Robed in splendor, striding forward in the greatness of his strength. He wraps himself in light as with a garment. The generations will speak of the glorious splendor of his majesty. This baby was the atoning sacrifice for our sins. He is a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is right. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteousness. This baby, he who loves us and has washed us from our sins by his blood. Look, as John said, he is coming with the clouds. And every eye will see him, his head and hair white like wool, as white as snow, his eyes like blazing fire, his feet like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice like the sound of thundering waters. In his right hand, he holds 7 stars, and out of his mouth comes a sharp, double-edged sword. His face like the sun shining in all its brilliance. Is it any wonder John fell as dead at his feet? But Jesus placed his hand on him and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever. Whoever believes in Jesus, as the scriptures say, streams of living water will flow from within us. This baby whom we bow before, Jesus Christ, the righteous one."
Clothed in majesty's splendor.
When it comes to giving, to sharing our gifts, it is not something that is done casually. It is our response to God's blessings that come to us. It connects God's vision for the world with our mission and our ministries. Let us give as people whose lives and work are linked to God's vision. I invite the ushers to come forward. Let us pray together. Holy God of love, there is light in our lives because of the abundance of your love. Yours is a love so vast, so deep, so real that you came in one of us. Bless these gifts in our lives that we may live within the power of this love and may share this light with a world where too many dwell in darkness. Amen. You may be seated. Let me share some people with you. We want to remember Pat Walters' family as they walk through their grief. We know what the difficulty with that. Gordon is back this morning. He was in the hospital last week, and he was in the hospital once again this week, but he's fine today. So we're thankful for that. Denman Kramer had a fall a week or so, and he is now in assisted living at the Pines. Dave Regala is having some decline in health, and so he and Judy could use some extra prayers. And Mary Ellen Brockman is at the nursing home in Wisconsin Dells. She's been diagnosed with, I think it's leukemia. She's had a blood disease, and she's going to be beginning chemotherapy tomorrow. So are there other people or situations that you would raise? Let us have some moments of silence. Loving God, in this season of waiting, we remember your people who waited for the Messiah, the Savior. We want to share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. In order for us to worship, please close the door of hate. Open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings, and teach us to be merry with clear hearts. Wrap us in your love so tight. Guide us with your holy light as we remember those we have named this morning, those who are grieving, those who are dealing with health issues. We and they need your strength. We and they need your healing presence to be with them. Each season comes with a mix of emotions, but we ask that you would make us joyful to be your children, and that each evening as we rest our heads, we have grateful thoughts for the blessings that you give us. Help us to remember that we are forgiven so we can be forgiving for Jesus' sake. It is in his name that we pray, as he taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.
Now turn to hymn number 89, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Please stand.
Thank you.
Let us go remembering that our joy is a gift. It is a gift that God gave us that first Christmas in Jesus Christ. Our joy is encompassed in the Savior. So may God flood our hearts with joy this season as we think about and live the birth of Jesus. God go with you this day. May the Spirit guide your way. Offer joy to all you meet. Like Jesus, see God in all people. Amen.